Hey everyone, welcome back to JRC TV. My name is Jarek Robbins. I'm a performance coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm here to help you to have the happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilled life you could imagine. In saying that, today we're talking about how to pick your peer group. So when talking about your peer group, we're talking about the community, the people that you choose to spend consistent amounts of time with, people that you go to lunch with, people you have coffee with, or a green drink, or a smoothie, people you grab a movie with, people you spend time with hanging out at your home, that community that you constantly surround yourself with. I'm curious, how do you currently choose them? Did you make a conscious choice? Did you pick who you wanted around, when, where, and why? Or did you just open your door and let whoever showed up show up? Now, for most of us, whether we're conscious about it or not, we chose certain friends. We chose a community based on what was most comfortable, based on things we were curious about or excited to learn about, based on activities we were doing, based on a career choice we made. We chose who we hung around based on who was there. But here's a question. Were you really conscious about it? Or did it just kind of fall into place by accident? Now, when thinking about this, what I'd love you to do is grab a copy of today's worksheet. And in the worksheet, we've defined the major categories of your life. And in each category of your life, I'd love you to identify maybe two or three people you spend consistent time with in that category of your life. In your health, who do you spend consistent time with that really truly has some leverage on what you do or don't do in this category of your life? They have some influence on you, whether you like it or not. In your finances, who do you spend time with that influences the way you think, the beliefs you have, the actions you take, what you choose to do, what you choose not to do, what the limits are? In your business, who do you spend time with, when, where, and why? You know, and what influence do they have on your life currently? In your family, in your emotions. Now, in each category of life, who are the people that have the most influence on you based on spending consistent time with them, being in proximity with them? Now, big question. Do these people have a positive, empowering influence on you? Are they helping you become the person you've always dreamed of becoming? Are they helping you achieve the results you've always wanted in your life? Or are they being a hindrance? Are they keeping you back? Are they holding you back from getting what you really want out of life? Are they slowing you down and telling yourself like, oh, don't take that risk. That's crazy. You don't know you can lose it all. Why do that? Just be comfortable, chill out, relax. You don't want to work out right now. Come on, it's chilly outside. Just stay home. Are they the person always talking you out of what you want to do? Or are they the person always somehow supporting you and getting your back and holding you accountable and saying, hey, you said you were going to do this last week. What happened? Come on, step up. Which one are they? Now, based on that, what I'd love you to do, for those of you who have a supportive peer group, I'd love you to share with us on the blog, Facebook, in the comment section here. I'd love for you to share, how did you find them? Did you write down a list and define who they were and go out and figure out who they were and track them down and become friends? Did you join some special community or group or mastermind and that's where they were? Did you start doing certain things in your life and notice who was around and started hanging out with them because they were like-minded doing the same activities? I'd love to know your strategy for how you found them, how you've chosen to stay friends and stay in connection with them, and what you do to cultivate that relationship. Now, for those of you who don't have those types of people around, I'd be curious, in the worksheet, I'd love to know, what is your strategy going to be to define who they are, to track them down, and to become friends with them and really connect with them and create a tight bond? One thing you might want to be focused on is, what value are you planning to add to their lives to really be of value to them as a community? Meaning, if you're going to become friends with someone, what value do you want to add? Do you want to add your humor, your love, your curiosity, your ear to be able to listen? Are you going to support them physically, emotionally, financially? What are you going to do to become part of that group so that you're a person of value in that group? Now, with this, once you've defined what your plan is, once you've defined what your strategy is, please share it with us. I'd love to know. I'd love to hear what your ideal peer group is in your health, your finances, your business. One thing I found is not everyone's perfect in every category of their life, but all people have something they do extremely, extremely well in. Figure out what that piece of their life is and spend consistent time with them there in that category of their life. Hope that helps. Have some fun with this. Please share with us what your strategy is going to be, or if you've already done it, what your strategy has been that's worked. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of Jarrisy TV.